Merging with Shiva, lesson 167, unfolding the superconscious. The average man may have occasional sub-superconscious experiences and rare superconscious intuitive flashes. His awareness, however, is not attuned to know the intricacies of the workings of his own mind. Therefore, he is not able to identify one from the other, making his sense of enjoyment less than that of the mature mystic. Because he is unaware of the higher states of mind, the average man may harbor his awareness deep in the subconscious states of suffering over the past for long periods of time, thereby completely ignoring his superconscious intuitive flashes when they come. As a result, his ability to bring awareness inward out of the external conscious and subconscious states of mind and into more blissful and refined areas is lessened. Now, sadhana is necessary for him to unfold his inner depths. Although he is unaware of these superconscious happenings within himself and unable to astutely pinpoint and dramatically distinguish them from his turbulent subconscious, his superconscious breakthroughs do have an effect upon the totality of his being. But when man lives externalized in the conscious and subconscious states, all the inner enjoyment and conscious abilities of exercising perceptive faculties are completely lost. The ritual of daily sadhana must be performed to quell the ordinary mind's tumultuous turbulence. There are many mystics in the world today who have had no formal training and seem to unfold inwardly very rapidly simply by learning about the five states of mind, how to distinguish one from another, and how to move awareness within them consciously and systematically. They are participating in and enjoying some of the benefits of being able to experience step by step direct cognition of the five states of mind: conscious mind, subconscious mind, sub of the subconscious mind, sub-superconscious mind, and superconscious mind. There is but one mind, and in its functioning it works the same in everyone as an autonomous, interrelated, self-perpetuating mechanism. Concentrate upon that mind. Find out what the mind is. Observe your thoughts, feelings, and actions from within, and know that your mind is yours to use to the extent that you control the mind with the will. Why must you study the mind? Because understanding alone is 50% of the control of the mind. This understanding is necessary to impress the subconscious deeply enough to secure awareness so that spiritual strength continues to come from within, from the superconscious through the subconscious. Before we can meditate, we have to know our way around within the mind. What part of you understands how the mind works? It is your superconscious. The subconscious can't understand how the mind works because it's the repository. The sub-subconscious can't understand. It is a collective repository. Your conscious mind can't understand either, for it is opinionated knowledge looking at the world through the eyes of others. Only the superconscious and sub-superconscious can conceive how the mind works.